If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can click the Contact Us link on our website, waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows right here at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago and our upcoming shows in Miami, February 3rd and 4th. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is John from Scotts Bluff, Nebraska.
Hey, how are things in Nebraska?
Cold.
Yeah. we complain here in Chicago, but we are as of nothing compared to you in Nebraska. What do you do there?
I work in mortgage banking customer service.
Really?
Yes.
So you're dealing with people with mortgages. That can't be fun these days.
No, it's not.
But living in beautiful Nebraska helps in the winter.
Sure.
Yep. John, welcome to the show. Corva Coleman, filling in for Carl, is going to read you three news-related limericks with a last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly in two of the limericks, you'll be a winner. Ready to play?
Yes, I am.
Here is your first limerick.
As we ants chew our way through the briar, worn pincers are what we acquire. Too soon comes the day for our 401k. Old ants are then forced to...
I have no clue. Sorry.
We'll hear it again. Here we go.
As we ants chew our way through the briar, worn pincers are what we acquire. Too soon comes the day for our 401k. Old ants are then forced to...
Expire?
No. That would be cruel. And it does rhyme. I don't want to give you points for that.
No.
401k is a clue.
How about expire?
No.
Sorry.
It's retire. Retire,
oh,
of course.
Retire.
Yeah. Amazing breakthrough in the field of ant science this week. Researchers in Oregon have discovered that elderly ants retire from their jobs. This is because, you know, like the rest of us, the mandibles wear out. You can't cut the leaves you used to be able to cut. Lead scientist Dr. Robert Schofield says he was inspired to conduct the study on retired ants when he was walking through his yard and he crushed a tiny, slow-moving RV.
It couldn't make a left?
Yeah, with a blinker on. All right, you still have two more chances. Let's see how you do. Here is your next limerick.
I save cash when my items are scanned, but I'm hurting my ego's demand. They might taste the same, but they lack a big name. I feel bad when I buy the store...
Brand?
Yes! You might feel pretty low when you put back those Cheerios and grab the Circle Oats. You're not alone, though. According to the Journal of Experimental Social Psychology, people feel their worst when buying generic brands. Could be because we put a lot of stock in our ability to afford name brands, or it might be the names themselves of the generics. Instead of Coke, it's Cry for Help Cola. Instead of Kellogg's Corn Flakes, it's Costco's Sad Bastard Flakes.
Oh, my God. Instead of Scott's brand toilet paper, it's ouch, ouch.
Lonely wipes. All right, very good. Here is your last limerick.
Though I flinch when the needles go in, I'm relieved when I see tighter skin. Though now I have jowls like some barnyard fowl, I'm shrinking the cells in my...
skin.
You know, skin is one of the words in it. It rhymes with skin. Jowls.
In my chin.
Yes! Very good. Have you ever looked at a movie star and thought, wow, her chin is so skinny. I'd love to have a chin as skinny as hers. Well, now you can. Drug company Bayer has developed a drug to rid you of your double chin. The, quote, safe and tolerable procedure gets rid of your chin wobble through a series of 40 to 70 mini injections that dissolves it all away. Your friends will be saying, gosh, other than the horrible